I tell you, the whole world is looking at the future with a gloomy face. But in the middle of that, only God's people who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, they look at the future with a smiling face. For the proverb, we find that particular verse, she rejoices for the time to come. Oh, praise the Lord. Only the redeemed ones of God, those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, they look at the future with a blessed hope in Christ Jesus. I tell you, brother, what a real hope we have in Christ Jesus. The hope is that because He lives, we shall also live with Him. Praise the Lord. What a consolation that is in our heart. Only those who are redeemed, those who are born again Christian, they can have this blessed hope. That hope is in Christ Jesus. If anyone sitting here without Christ in their life, it is my earnest request to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. This is the message of the gospel. Simple message. As many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on His name. Praise the Lord. The privilege of becoming children of God is very easy. But to follow Jesus is a heavy sacrifice also. You know what I tell you? We will find it in the scripture. I will go through that particular portion about Moses. To accept Christ Jesus, you simply come to Him and be saved. But after becoming a child, after becoming a child of God, you will have to, say goodbye to the world and follow Jesus. You know, something great. Only children can, God's children can do it. May God bless us with the with this particular portion from the Bible. I would like to read. Please turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Please turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22. Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. It's a strange note. I will read it again. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Please turn with me to the book of Psalms. To the book of Psalms. 106. Chapter 106. Verse 23. Verse 23. 106. 23. Therefore he said, that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. I would like to read again. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. I would like to connect these two verses from the scripture and give you a small message. We find, as on today, two realities around us. Men are quite busy, you know. Everyone is busy. In the society we see, whether you are a businessman, or a student, or a soldier, or a farmer, or any other any other job, everyone is busy. This is not only here in the United States, but all over the world, in India also. people are quite busy. They have no time. Absolutely no time to spend before the throne of God. To spend in the presence of God. Read the scripture. And to spend alone with family and children. To spend in the presence of God. They have no time. They are quite busy. You see, we were put up in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee. We were put up in that middle of the market university. I see every day thousands of students going up and down. You know how they go? With one cell phone here and with one glass of coffee in the other hand and with a wife, you know, their textbooks and other things. You see them go that side, this side. Not only students, everybody is busy. They have no time. You know, this is one of the end sign of the world today. It's the one of the, because man is quite busy. See, with all the achievements we have in the scientific side, or with all that what we have today, our hand, with all the economic prosperity, what we boast, with all these things, you know, people look at the universe, at the future. With a gloomy face, they don't have anything, you know. With a frustration in their head, in their heart, they look to the future. But those who are redeemed in Christ, oh, what a blessed hope! I would like to tell you, this is what I see in the general public today, you know. And the other thing that I have noticed, you know, decay, the morale. Downgraded life, you know, everywhere, in all walks of life. It starts from the very top to the bottom. Oh, how many unbroken homes? How many orphaned children? How many, unhappy homes? There are so many who never tasted their parents' love. I think some years back, I happened to read what Billy Graham said to the American people. If you spend 15 minutes of time daily with the Bible in your hand, read the scripture, pray to God, wife and husband can sort out their differences. I tell you, the children born out of such wedlock, they will be blessed. They will be blessed. But in present-day America, not only in America, every other part of, in India also, so many broken homes. And we find so many orphan children. Why? People are so busy, they couldn't find time to spend in the presence of God. It's my suggestion to all of you, if you spend 15 minutes of time daily, have a quiet life with the Bible. The Lord will speak to your heart. Because this is a living word. May God bless you to do that. Second thing, as I told you, everywhere we see, in the personal life also, in the family life also, in the national life also, we see the decay, you know. But that can be remedied only by looking unto the God, you know, who can heal it. Only Jesus Christ can give, life to that, you know, to those dead homes, you see. And I tell you, if you look to Jesus, really, you will be blessed ones. May God bless you to do that. Now, from the particular portion which I read before you, we see, the Bible says, had not Moses stood in the presence of God, you know, for the nation of Israel, God could have destroyed that particular nation. But time and again, Moses, you know, pleading before the living God, Lord, you should not destroy that. Because you, by your own oath, covenant, you took them out of the land of Egypt. And you brought to this desert, Sinai desert, you should not destroy them. And just because of Moses, I mean, Bible says, the scripture says, had not Moses stood in between God and the wrath of God and the sinful nation of Israel, God could have destroyed it. But in the Ezekiel chapter, we find God searches to find one individual to spend time in the presence of God to plead for their nation. But Bible says he found none. And as on today, it is my suggestion, it's my advice. In these very wicked days, you see, Abraham, Patriarch Abraham, he stand in the presence of God, pleading for his brother Lot and his family. When Sodom and Gomorrah was, in sins, they were abounding in sins, and God was about to destroy that land. But God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham pleaded for his brother Lot and his family. And you know God, you know what God has done. God heard that prayer of Abraham, took the Lot and his family by hand. He took them out, then destroyed that nation, Sodom, Gomorrah. And it still is an example, you know, to the present generation. You see that Dead Sea, Sodom, Gomorrah, is a Dead Sea. The fresh water from the Sea of Galilee flows down through through Jordan. And when it reaches Dead Sea, you know, that water is of no use, absolutely no use. So when God destroys a nation like that, Sodom, Gomorrah, it goes to that, to the bottom, to the bottommost, you see. In Sea of Galilee, we find lot of fishes, it's a life, it is there. But when it comes down to Dead Sea, that water is of no use. What I am telling you that when God destroys a nation, so in the present day world, you know what we must do? We must pray for our country. We must pray for our land. We must pray for our homes. We must pray for our children. But let me ask you, how many of you spend time in the presence of God, pleading for your children and for the nation, for the assembly council? May the Lord help you to do that. I tell you, this land will be more blessed. The land which produced so many evangelists, so many true Christians. I tell you, our brother Kenny, David Kenny, and his wife is sitting with us. They are working in a hospital, Vellore Christian Medical College. You know who started it? One American missionary lady. Her name is Ida Scudder. Some years back, she came to India with her father. She started that hospital, one of the biggest hospitals in South Asia. Who started it? One American missionary lady. May the Lord, God has blessed this land so much that it produced so many evangelists and sent them as missionaries to different parts of the world. No doubt. But I don't know how far it will go like that. But we live in a world such as on today we find, you know, the degrading moral values, you see. The other day I happened to read in the paper, even the same-sex marriage, and the marriage between same-sex being legalized in some states. It's a very bad sign. It's the high time for you to pray for your land. Please help. Please do that. So before God intervenes in it, it will be a great blessing for this country. But we must do it right now. God is looking out for a man like Moses to stand between God and the perishing world, you see. Can we do that? Let us study the scripture. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter. To the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 23 and 24 and 25. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. You see, we must go through that particular verses, you know, how the servant Moses was used by God because of the decision he took it in his very early life. By the time he was 40, he thought of, you know, rescuing the people of Israel from the land of Egypt by his own strength. But God did not allow him. God sent him into the desert for 40 years. So, out of 120 years Moses had in his lifetime, it can be divided into three phases. 40 years he spent in the Egyptian palace as the son of a Pharaoh's daughter. The 40 years he spent in Sinai desert. Then, looking after his father-in-law's sheep. Then another 40 years, God took him and used him in a mighty way. And the Bible says, Israel has seen the greatest prophet in Moses. The most humble prophet. The most gentle prophet Israel has ever seen. God spoke to him face to face. God used him mightily to preserve a nation. Not only to preserve a nation, to lead them into the promised land of Canaan. God can use you also, provided you have a willing heart to take such a decision in your life. Rather, what he has taken the decision, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. When this question comes to us, most of us, including me, we all like to enjoy the pleasures of sin as well as we would like to enjoy the grace of God. It cannot go together, you see. Either you can go with God or with the world. Once you decided to go with God, then God can make use of you to stand in between in the perishing world and the Almighty God. He can use you as a man standing in the gap between. See, God is looking out from the heaven to find out one person. Can you be the person? Can I be the person God is looking for? If we can become like that, as Moses stood in the presence of God, pleading for the nation of Israel, we can also become, tools by the hand of God, you see. God will use you, whatever may be your background. Once you surrender your life to Christ, God can make use of you as he used Moses. No doubt, because the same God of grace is living up in heaven. He is the same who changes not. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. No doubt, God can use you for his glory. Like Moses, you know, he took the decision rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. The reward God will give it him up in heaven. No doubt, our God is a faithful God. We are going to heaven. We will see Moses. We will see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Along with him, we will see Moses. Not only those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, all will get into heaven. But let me ask you, Are you ready to face that? I mean, when you get into heaven. Let me read one more verse from the Ezekiel chapter, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22. Please stand with me. The Lord is asking, when I ask you about the way you spend your time right in this life, will your hands be strong? Will your hands be strong when I deal with you on that particular day? It's also given in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God is going to ask you to give an account of your life, right? We have in this world, you see. How you spend your money, how do you spend your time, how do you spend your talents? Was it for God's or for the kingdom of God? Definitely we will have to give an account of our life before the presence of God. God is going to ask, are you ready for that particular day? May the Lord help you to give an account, a good account, and the Lord will say, my servant, you are faithful. Please enter into the joy of your master. To hear that particular sound from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with a smiling face on his face, I tell you that itself will be a great reward for us. When we see Jesus up in heaven and ask you, my son, my daughter, how did you spend your time? So many talents I gave you. How you wasted it or you made use of it? When we have to stand before him, and I tell you that time no one else will be able to help you out. You alone should give an account of your life too. And when he says, my dear son, my dear daughter, you are faithful, please enter into the joy of your master, to hear that particular sound, that itself will be a great reward up in heaven. May the Lord help us for his coming. He is going to come very soon. He is going to come very soon. The time of grace is going to be over. No doubt. The end signs of second coming of Christ Jesus is almost all are there. There is nothing to be fulfilled yet. The regathering of the Jewish people in the land of Israel is a great sign. America is really blessed. Not only they have sent out missionaries to different parts of the world, but America is really blessed by God, because America is the strong supporter of the nation of Little Israel. Those who give a helping hand to the nation of Israel, God has promised to bless them. And I tell you, America is blessed by God in that account also. And I am very happy that I could come here and enjoy the fellowship of the saints here in this assembly. And during the last so many weeks, I could worship the Lord along with the saints here. It's a great privilege for me that I could come here. And I tell you, I am going back to India. But let me ask you, we all will be definitely up in heaven. If the story came to my heart, and I would like to share that story also. It so happened, one British missionary couples, they went to Africa for spreading the gospel. But after a few years, that missionary died. His widow, she came back to England. But after a few months or so, it pricked her mind to go back to the land where her husband labored for the Lord. So she decided to go back to Africa. But before she parting from the land of, I mean from England, she applied for an interview with then Queen Victoria was there. During the days of Queen Victoria, British Empire was in its climax of glory. Because I believe that tune was a born again Christian. This lady, I don't know what is her name, I heard from some evangelist that this missionary lady applied for an interview with this British Queen, and immediately that British Queen granted that. So before she started her journey, she was granted that interview, and that missionary lady went into the presence of Queen. You see, Queen asked her, be seated. Then, that missionary lady told all about her testimony. She said, my husband and we were missionaries to Africa. My husband died in that particular place as one of martyrs, you see. And I came back to England. But now I am going back to that particular place and spend the rest of my life as a witness to my Lord. But I will never come back to England again. But Kyun, I would like to ask you, Your Excellency, given much respect because she is the Kyun, I would like to know, Kyun Victoria, will we meet again? Will we meet again? And I heard that great Kyun of England, she got up from the chair and put her hands around that missionary lady. By the grace of Jesus Christ, and by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we shall meet again up in heaven. What a blessed hope. Only those who have born again, those who have Christ in their life, have this blessed hope. I heard on one elder sister who went to be with the Lord. She died when she was 9 years old. But she told to my mother, Mommy, I am going to the heaven. I am going to the home where Jesus is. My father expired last year when I was here. My father also told to my sister, I am going to the heaven. I am going to the home where my Jesus is. What a blessed home. So let me ask, that missionary lady asked Queen Victoria, will we meet again? But both were born again Christian. Immediately Queen answered, oh, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we shall meet again on that. So we have got few days on this earth. We have few years in this life. Maybe 60, 70, 80, I don't know. As the psalmist says, Lord, help us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wisdom of what? Wisdom of surrendering our life to Christ. That is what? Our life on earth is maybe 60, 70, 80, at the maximum up to 100. But after that, no power on earth can hold you here. But you will have to go from here. Where to where? Where to where? So, be prepared. May the Lord enables you to face death. It comes earlier. Otherwise, if Jesus comes today, we all will be changed into His likeness. No doubt. Because He lives, we shall also live with Him up in heaven. May the Lord bless you all in the days to come. Thank you for your hospitality, for your love and affection shown to me and to my son and his family. And if Lord willing, I may come again. If the Lord tarries, I may come again and see you. Otherwise, this is my blessed hope. Those who are sitting here, we shall meet again up in heaven. May the Lord be with you till we see again. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Our most loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and mercies towards us. Thank you for giving thine only begotten Son for our salvation. We beseech thee to hear our humble prayer. Help us, O Lord, to be the one you are looking for to stand in between the perishing world and thee. Help us, O Lord, that we may be faithful in serving Thee. Help us, O Lord, that we may make a closer walk with Thee in the days to come. Not only that, help us, O Lord, to be ready for Thy coming, because Your coming is so near. Help us, O Lord, that we may be bound by Your love as an assembly here. Not only that, wherever You keep us, help us, O Lord, that we may be faithful witness unto Thee. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.